This is St. Louis Public Radio. Before former Governor Eric Greitens resigned last week, he signed a law that would dictate how the state of Missouri would handle coal ash waste. Environmentalists have warned that the new regulations will let utilities off the hook when it comes to addressing contamination. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen has the story.
Coal ash waste is the byproduct of coal-fired power plants. Utility companies store the waste in two ways: ponds and landfills. Coal ash contains lead, arsenic, and other heavy metals that are known to cause cancer. While the Missouri Department of Natural Resources has required utilities to monitor pollution from landfills for about 20 years, the state has never regulated coal ash ponds. Most of the ponds have been around for 30, 40 years, and some are next to drinking water sources like the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Patricia Shuba is an environmentalist who lives near Ameren, Missouri's Labadie Energy Center. She's raised alarms about coal ash waste contamination for years.
You can't put, 800,000 pounds of this waste per year for decades in a floodplain of a major river in the United States and not impact other people, other than the people who just live around it.
The Environmental Protection Agency decided not to classify coal ash waste as hazardous waste in 2014, so the federal government left it to states to decide what restrictions to place on coal ash disposal. Former Governor Greitens signed off on legislation last week that directed the state to create a plan to regulate coal ash waste. Chris Nagel, who directs the state's solid waste management program, says,
"It's a good thing. It allows the state to be involved. It allows the state to have a say in how these facilities operate."
But environmentalists say they're concerned that the law won't do much to address pollution. It says that the state will take risk-based corrective actions towards contamination. Missouri Sierra Club campaign representative Andy Knott explains what that means.
It allows a company like Ameren or any other utility in Missouri to hire a consultant to say that there's no risk with this coal ash landfill or pond in groundwater. And it would then allow Ameren to say that because there's no risk, we don't have to do anything to clean it up.
Environmental experts are worried about groundwater that's already been contaminated. Researchers at the Washington University Interdisciplinary Environmental Law Clinic pointed to reports produced by Ameren that show levels of toxic metals exceed federal drinking water standards. For example, groundwater tested near the pond at the Rush Island Energy Center in Festus showed arsenic levels that were more than 20 times the federal limit. Maxine Lapellas directs the WashU Law Clinic. She says the new coal ash regulations will fail to hold utility companies accountable for toxic waste.
And the public, I think, just assumes, well, we have agencies out there that are supposed to be regulating to protect us, and the agencies are mostly protecting utilities from having to do any cleanup.
The chief sponsor of the bill, Republican State Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo, declined to comment on the legislation. And Republican Representative Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit did not answer calls for comment. The plan to regulate coal ash waste in Missouri won't move forward until the EPA finalizes the federal rule. Earlier this year, EPA proposed changes that could give states power to decide how ponds should be closed and to set their own standards for some contaminants. Craig Giesman is the water quality manager for Ameren, Missouri. He's confident that state officials would know best how to manage coal ash waste sites.
Each one is different, geologically and geographically and things of that nature. So I don't want to get the cart before the horse here, but at the end of the day, the professionals at the Missouri Department of Natural Resources are certainly fully capable of overseeing CCR sites.
The state must propose a coal ash waste program by the end of the year. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.